life, the universe, and everything. Mario wiped the blood from his mouth as he stood to his feet. A small gash in the smile of his back oozed blood, and in that moment he was glad he took the time to grab the mushroom earlier. Now he was in desperate situation. The shield from the mushroom was gone, and Iggy...
Is that cackled?
Cackled in front of him. Or of him.
Where are we? The leaning platform, lifting him higher and higher in front of him. Mario's only hope was to grab the fire flower that had been released from its pocket dimension upon his recent slip up. Convenient, that little dandy box.
Where are we?
Saved his hide more than one occasion. Right here. Iggy began
to inch forward, and Mario saw his opening. Running and jumping high, he snatched the flower from the air. It's from shifting into a ball of translucent red energy and sleeping into his arm. Its power instantly restored.
I can't read. No, read Paradise Lost.
And now for an intermission with Paradise Lost. Horace murmur echoed to his words, applause through the infinite host, nor less for the flaming Serpa fearless through all. And back to this. A crinkly voice emerged from the shell. Come on, fat man. You think fire will do anything? Oh, my phone is ringing. You continue.
Wait, where are we? Fat man. Where the hell are we? Finger. But Iggy was faster.
Who, Tyler or Brendan?
Ducking quickly into his shell. Mario's boot only glanced it and sent him sliding backwards. Right. What? Who was that?
It was Aaron.
Whoa. What about Aaron? Are you two?
Where were we? Kicking madly, Iggy tried with all his might to pull himself up with his lone hand. Suddenly, a searing pain struck his fingers. He looked up to see Mario's bloody cake boot smashing down on his fingers.
How are you that far in?
Don't even try, dead. Sneered Mario as he ground down one final time and left off. Iggy sending careering into the lava below. He twitched and screamed as his flesh burnt from his face, his blackened skull bobbing to the surface. One final time!